5 years ago, the craft beer market was non-existent in the UK. We've since adopted the vibrant craft ale scene from the US and made it our own. But in a declining market for pubs, how does Britain's recent craft beer revolution fare against the values of British real ale advocates? I spoke to Rich White, a brewer from Syracuse, New York, who came to London a year ago taking up a position as head brewer at The Bull in Highgate.
The last 5 years have probably been, I think, the biggest growth for craft beer in the UK. There's obviously been reluctance to adopt or even acknowledge craft beer as an acceptable style of ale making. There are quite some large family and regional breweries in the UK that have been very technologically advanced for a long time. So it probably takes a lot for change to make it all the way up the chain to them. The UK has a very strong tradition, and a lot of people that are quite traditional about what they like about ale. Ale here is a very British thing. I would like for there to be some kind of well-defined or very positive zeitgeist of movement that comes out that is still British and still interesting and pushes the envelope and innovative. A hope for the future of UK craft brewing and brewing in general is that it develops an identity of its own, which is unique, like English beer in general already is, also pushes the envelope and creates new things and excites the people that are drinking.
Dan Fox, head of London Brewing Company, gave me a publican's perspective of the craft beer revolution and the relevance of pubs in society today.
Pubs are closing at the rate of about 30 a week. Probably some of the first reasons probably go back as far as the drink driving limits that were introduced, you know, a couple of decades ago. A lot of people stopped driving to their pubs because actually it was a lot easier to stay at home. I think you can also look at the smoking ban. It's people actually wanting to be able to smoke and drink, so thus forcing more people into socialising at home or socialising with friends rather than actually going to the pub. Lack of diversification, especially in rural areas. So pubs that still only sell drink, you know, don't have any food offer. The idea of the Great British Pub being significant to British society today, I think it is. However, I don't think it's as significant as it has been historically. Say 40 years ago, people finish work, go down to the pub, that would be their social activity. But you know, that's where the leisure pound was being spent, was generally at the pub. The biggest competitor threat has probably been the internet, in terms of ordering food online, being able to stream videos, you know, being able to do alternative things with your leisure pound at the weekend. However, a good local pub, which runs as the hub of the local community, is still massively important. The reason why the craft beer scene has improved pubs in the UK is because of our cask ale production. Cask ale production is something that you can't replicate at home. As there are more and more beers available, to be able to go into your local pub and try such a varying range of beers rather than just drinking one product, I think has made the pub a much more attractive proposition for people. But to get that uniqueness, to be able to produce it on site, actually takes it to the next level. Future of the British pub, in my opinion. Hopefully it's here to stay. I think that it is. I think, unfortunately, we're going to lose another 10,000 pubs before the rate of closure abates. They're still going to be integral parts of our society. They're still key to meeting and socialising. The future's looking, and the future's going to be good.
It seems the future of British pubs is promising for those who choose to embrace craft beer. A marriage of traditional values and contemporary beer styles is enticing Britons back into the community hubs we know and love.